Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, we had a great roundtable a little earlier this afternoon. You can always use the rewind function with the Odyssey app. Go back to the 3 o'clock hour. We had Gene Duker, of course, on the panel. Greg Keller, Republican consultant with Atlas Strategy Group, and Jeff Rainford, who is on the D side. We covered a variety of topics, including, you know, the continued protests and some of the things, you know, some of this is really taking off now in Atlanta. Our friend Phil Holloway, who is a Fox News analyst, also on this show all the time, had been tweeting some stuff. I will say this, and, you know, I've been on Twitter for a long time. I was a rather early adopter to Twitter, and I've rather enjoyed it over the years, even though they changed the name and it's X. And I follow, you know, and get a lot of stuff for the show. I follow quite a few people. But, you know, when you're a public figure and you're on the radio, especially a conservative, you take a lot of heat as well, which has never been a problem. But the level, the degree of which the anti-Semitism on my feed is coming through right now, just based on a few of my tweets, it's really shocking. It really is. And these are typically, I mute these people, and it's typically someone who has zero followers, somewhat anonymous, who doesn't want anyone to know who they are, zero followers, and they follow like 150 people or something like that. And they come in with some of the most vile comments that you wouldn't even believe. And that's what we're seeing on the campuses of the colleges right now. They have delayed or canceled graduations at many of the institutions, including USC. I mentioned this during the roundtable that my friend John Ziegler, of course, who's out in California, retweeted something today. And I did the same thing from a USC student who had her high school graduation robbed from her because of COVID and all the lockdowns, and now can't go through graduation at USC because of all the nonsense there. And then I mentioned Phil. I put this up on the X a little while ago, and this is from yesterday, and I think it's even worse today. Emory University in Atlanta, the cops trying to hold out the protesters. Now, these aren't people that are just holding signs and peacefully protesting. They're literally trying to shove their way into a building, and they're, you know, causing safety hazards for the officers. And these officers are having vile things shouted at them back and forth, and just trying to keep things safe when they're being overrun by pro-terrorists, right? So then you have AOC out there saying, oh, this is all peaceful.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today, of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Yeah, they're not very peaceful, and here's what's happening at Columbia right now. Here's their demands.
The precedent set by Columbia has resulted in a wave of police brutality at several campuses nationwide. We are calling upon Columbia University to divest, disclose, and provide amnesty for all students and faculty disciplined in the movement for Palestinian liberation. Those are our central demands, and until those are met, we will not be going anywhere.
Yeah, they say they're just going to stay there. And by the way, even the White House has finally come in and condemned some of this because of the language. You have the NYPD Chief of Patrol on Twitter, which is at NYPD Chief Patrol, saying the pure hate and anti-Semitism and overall vile language I have witnessed recently is simply disgusting. I cannot begin to even know how this makes a person feel, a family or a friend. Hate has no place in our society from anyone. It should be condemned for all. immediately or buy all. These are the same people, by the way, because many of them are professional protesters. We saw them here in St. Louis after the Stockley verdict. We saw them after Mike Brown. And these are the people that, you know, they made us all feel so guilty because, well, mainly because if you're white, you should have been guilty. But think about the language that was being tossed around in the name of justice even back then. You have Eric Adams. Even Eric Adams has been out there saying, look, this is abhorrent behavior and language right now, anti-Semitic, but they keep continuing it, and they got AOC and apparently this presidential administration in their corner, which is even more vile and disgusting. After we get you through the weekend, we'll talk more about this on Monday. I do have an audio cut of the day coming up. I have Luke Smallbone, who is a producer and also an actor in this film, Unsung Hero. He and his brother have a great band called King and Country in the Christian world. He's coming up in a second, but I want to talk about my guest at the bottom of the hour because Dan Clues is going to be with me from London, I think. He's an English performer, and he's going to be performing with Phoebe Cates in a Carole King and James Taylor tribute show at City Winery next week, and also Sunday night as Forest Hills Country Club as part of Break Room Concerts. But listen to how good they are here.
You make me feel.
That's Phoebe.
You make me feel like I'm natural.
I think you got Dan Clues coming in here sounding like James Taylor.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
So Dan's going to join us. Gonna be late. Can't there across the pond, but you know he's a musician, so I don't think he has a problem with that. He's coming up here in about 20 minutes. That show is going to be spectacular, and hopefully we'll get some people to be inspired to get tickets. City Winery only has a few tickets left, but the Break Room show has a few more for next Sunday night. All right, there is a film called Unsung Hero, which opens today.
How can we say goodbye to everything that we know and love?
This is my last chance. I want to do something that matters.
However you guys feel about being here, we need to pray for everything that we need.
Welcome to Nashville, y'all.
I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. This is our exciting adventure.
Yeah, based on a true story about a family that moves from Australia to Nashville, and they go on to some pretty big things. Luke Smallbone, one of the brothers of that family, he's well known in the Christian music world with his brother and their band King and Country. Their sister is a big star. That's partially what this movie is all about. He's also a producer on the film, and I think you're in town. Luke Smallbone, how are you this afternoon? Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk.
Man, I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to chat with me. It's a privilege.
Well, we were a little disappointed, but I know you got a tight schedule because we were hoping that we would get you here in the studio. You're actually in St. Louis, but you're on like this really fast whirlwind tour to promote the movie, right?
We are, man. I literally, the other day, we went up to Louisville for a theater takeover on Tuesday. I think I was on the ground for 3 hours. Went and did like 8 or 9 theaters and left, and I was out of Louisville. I was only on the ground for 3 hours. So it's a little bit the way it is right now. So we're popping in here in St. Louis. We're doing a theater takeover here tonight, and then we'll leave in the morning.
In which theater will you be at tonight? Is it DePere?
What is the theater? Do we know?
I think it's DePere.
Let me say.
Or is some people
Marcus,
like to say Marcus DePere, Des Perez. It looks like it's spelled Des Perez, D-E-S.
Des Perez.
But it's DePere.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, there it is.
You know what? That's right. That's
there's
it.
My pro tip, Luke. Don't say, when you get there, don't say Des Perez. Say DePere. They'll think you're brilliant here in St. Louis, okay?
Hey, I've been hoping my whole life to be called brilliant in St. Louis.
Well, here's, you know, it's interesting. The way that I found out about the film, and I want to spread the word about it, is, but a few days ago, I follow Lucas Black on Twitter, mainly because I'm a Mizzou guy. I lived in Columbia, Missouri. You probably know this, but in case you don't, Lucas's home, I think, is only 2 hours down the road in the middle of the state in Columbia. I think he married a Mizzou chick. So I follow him, and he said, I'm going on Newsmax to promote Unsung Hero. And I thought, well, this is an opportunity. I've been wanting to get him on the air because I want to talk truthfully, Luke. I want to talk bass fishing with him and some other stuff because golf, he's big. So I have a little man crush on him. But outside of that, when Lionsgate told us that you and your brother were in town, I thought this would be a great opportunity to talk to you. So I don't know much about the film. I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
Let's start there. The story of your family, right?
That's great. Yeah. So my dad was I'm originally born in Australia. My dad was a concert promoter in Australia, and on one particular tour that he brought back to Australia, the tour didn't go very well, and we ended up losing everything that we had as a family. We lost the house, we lost the car, the life savings. And so my dad was looking for a fresh start for his career. He got a job offer in Nashville, Tennessee, and he thought it would be a good idea to move his six kids and his wife, who was 6 months pregnant at the time, to Nashville, Tennessee. And that's exactly what we did. But soon after we arrived in Nashville, my dad actually lost that job. And so we're stranded on the other side of the world, no friends, no family. We were sleeping on beds made out of clothes. We weren't always quite sure where the next meal was going to come from. We didn't have any way for our little sister to be born in a hospital. We didn't have a car. And the list went on and on. And I've actually told that story. My brother and I are in a band called Pekin Country. And I've told that story at shows for the last 11 or 12 years. I had a bunch of people come up and say, man, Luke, you guys should write a book. And the truth is, Joel and I were homeschooled, so we don't read or write very well. So we thought maybe we could make a movie instead. That's a joke, by the way.
Yes.
But the hot thing behind the film is this. I believe in the power of family. I think that family is more potent and important today than it ever has been in the history of the world. But we don't value family quite as we should. And Mother Teresa has a wonderful quote where she says, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. And that's the reason why we made this movie.
So is this a story that is told, do I understand, through the eyes of your mother, Helen?
That's right. Yes, she is. So the movie's called Unsung Hero. She is, not to be a total spoiler alert, but she is the unsung hero. She's the one who kind of held the family, kept the family all together, and still to this day, one that I have the utmost respect for in the way that she's conducted herself and the life that she's lived.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.